Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A St. Peter police officer was wounded in a shooting Thursday night, prompting a large law enforcement response and a temporary shelter-in-place order for nearby residents. The officer was transported to a hospital, but officials have not released information about the officer's condition. Details about what led to the shooting have not yet been made public. The Minnesota BCA is expected to assist with the investigation. Minnesota voters get the chance to hear from both Democratic U.S. Senate candidates tonight. MNN's John Anderson has a preview.
Tonight is round one of the DFL U.S. Senate debates between Congresswoman Angie Craig and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Craig could have momentum after the KSTP USA survey independent poll this week showed her with a 5-point lead. But Flanagan's camp has been saying their polling shows they have a double-digit lead. The one-hour debate will be televised live on Almanac on Twin Cities PBS. This is the first of three planned debates between the candidates.
The debate starts at 7 p.m. The wait is almost over. The 2026 Special Olympics USA Games officially kick off Saturday night with the opening ceremony at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Spokeswoman Molly Gallatin.
It's been an incredible, incredible support system here. So many people have really rallied around inclusion and giving these athletes a platform to showcase their ability.
Doors open at 4:30 tomorrow, with the opening ceremony starting at 6:30 p.m. The event will feature the parade of athletes, the lighting of the cauldron, and performances by Demi Lovato and John Batiste. In a stunning reversal in court, Luigi Mangione's lawyers told a judge Thursday that he will no longer be asserting a psychiatric defense at his state trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson of Minnesota. In other headlines, thousands of runners and spectators are converging on Duluth for the 50th annual Grandma's Marathon weekend. MNN's Mike Grimm has more.
Runners from across the United States and around the world are expected to take part in the marathon, the half marathon, and the 5K. Organizers say the event generates nearly $40 million in economic impact for the region each year and welcomes more than 20,000 participants. The iconic race begins near Two Harbors and follows the scenic north shore of Lake Superior before finishing in Duluth's Canal Park. Race day is Saturday.
This weekend marks 1 year since a powerful windstorm swept through the Bemidji area, causing extensive damage across northern Minnesota. During the early morning hours of June 21, 2025, straight-line winds topping 100 miles per hour uprooted trees, damaged homes and businesses, and left thousands without electricity. This is MNN.